From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. One of the oldest churches in the state of Missouri has closed. After 178 years, St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Palmyra closed Monday. Despite drawing 50 people to the final service at the church on Sunday morning, church membership had dropped to 4, and it hadn't held services for several years. The 4 elderly remaining members met occasionally at a private home, and the church's remaining belongings were transferred to its sister church, Trinity Episcopal, in nearby Hannibal. St. Paul's was the 3rd Episcopal church established in Missouri and had been in the Diocese of Missouri since 1837. According to the rector of the Palmyra and Hannibal parishes, a sale of the church property is pending and the potential buyer is reportedly not another church. Faster internet speeds could be on the way for the state of Missouri as broadband services look to compete with Google Fiber. AT&T announced a new Kansas City area broadband service with speeds and pricing it hopes will be competitive. The company is calling the fiber optic packages Gigapower, and they will be available to both homes and businesses in downtown Kansas City and a handful of suburbs. Google Fiber introduced its Google Fiber service in Kansas City, Kansas in 2011, but the network became available on the Missouri side of the border in 2012. The company's induction of Google Fiber into 7 cities in the U.S. has fostered competition among rival broadband providers. Columbia was one of the more than 1,100 communities that applied for Google Fiber back in 2010. More online classes could be in the future for some Missouri students as state lawmakers consider expanding access to virtual schools. A Senate panel approved a bill that would allow students from failing districts and nearby schools to take online courses at another school. Republican Senator Bob Onder introduced the measure, arguing it would give more opportunities to students with special needs who would struggle in traditional classrooms. The measure was attached to the broader school transfer bill to allow students at unaccredited schools to transfer to accredited schools in their districts. Governor Nixon says he supports online schools but has warned they need to be accountable to ensure students receive a quality education. Columbia City Council passed a set of ordinances last night requiring transportation network companies like Uber to allow the city to perform secondary background checks and inspections on all drivers and vehicles, and requires drivers to have a chauffeur's license. Tony St. Romain is Columbia's deputy city manager. He says the regulations are meant to level the playing field between Uber and existing taxi services. Jamie Moore is a spokesperson for Uber. She calls the new regulations a huge win for the taxi industry. She believes regulating Uber as if they are a taxi service is the wrong way to go.
So regulate it for what it is. Don't try to squeeze it into a regulatory framework for something that it's not.
The ordinances also decrease the amount of time traditional taxis are required to stay at taxi stands at night from 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. A push is on to help St. Louis public school students who do not have winter coats. The arrival of bitter cold can mean more kids staying home from school simply because they don't have a coat to keep them warm. St. Louis school officials told KMOV-TV that many students who fail to show up to class on cold winter days do so because they don't have coats. Parent LaWanda Long says a winter coat for her children is a luxury she simply can't afford. The school district operates a community closet in which coats and other items are donated and available to needy students. Governor Jay Nixon says he plans to restore nearly $5 million in state funding for the Truman Sports Complex and Bartle Hall in Kansas City. The money was eliminated in Nixon's proposed budget without explanation. That caused concern for Jackson County and Kansas City officials who count on the state subsidy to run the home of the Kansas City Chiefs, Royals, and Bartle Hall, which attracts several conventions to the city. Nixon spokesman Scott Holsey says the funding was left out of the governor's budget proposal by mistake. Nixon announced Monday he planned to restore the money. City and county officials said they were told the problem was apparently a clerical error. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.